Bette Davis, spelt with an E at the end of Betty, was of course a famous film actress. But there is another Bette Davis, spelt with a Y, who is a funk singer and ex-wife of the late jazz trumpeter Miles Davis. In 1975, she tried to break into the mainstream with an album called Nasty Gal. Despite critical acclaim, the album never achieved commercial success, and now Nasty Gal is getting another chance. It's been reissued. Our reviewer, Meredith Oakes, says the album was ahead of its time.
Bette Davis's openly sexy growl conjures images of the way she looked on stage in the 70s. Thigh-high silver boots, hot pants, massive afro. Davis was Sly Stone, Mick Jagger, and the Jimi Hendrix Experience all rolled into one woman. Sly Stone bassist Larry Graham once said that although Davis didn't play anything, her mind, body, and spirit were her instruments. On this album's title track, you can hear that her singing isn't just a voice. It's a supernatural force she's using to break social conventions, push funk to the extreme, and propel herself as an artist.
You know you lied, yes you did. I used to leave you hanging in the bed and buy a fingernail.
By the time Nasty Gal was recorded, Bette Davis and her band were a tight unit. Their act finally honed over many months on the road. She wasn't just a woman fronting a group of musicians. She was part of the band, but she was also the leader in every way. The music, the clothes, the choreography, Davis controlled the whole package, uncompromising in her vision. Aggressive and outrageous, she challenged the notions of what women could do and say on and off the stage.
Hey now, extra, extra, I hope you read about me while they say I'm vulgar and some people can do without me. Well, all I can say is it's such a shame. Why do they blame me for what I am? Hey now!
Bette Davis could use her vocal power for ballads just as easily as belting, and on Nasty Gal, she proved that she wasn't a one-dimensional screamer. This song marked the public reconciliation with her ex-husband, Miles Davis. She co-wrote the song with Davis about their relationship. Punctuated by his distinct trumpet playing, it's even more poignant.
I'm just a child trying to be woman, and you
This album was poised to be Bette Davis's commercial breakthrough, but it didn't work out that way. She left the business shortly after its release and moved to Pennsylvania, where she still resides. Some say that her image upstaged her music, but I disagree. Listening to the propulsive funk and powerful ensemble playing, all driven by this astonishing woman, it's apparent that her image was just as important to the albums as a guitar or a keyboard or her voice. Her image was the very concept from which her music stemmed. In 1975, Bette seemed to represent the era, but she probably pushed boundaries too far from mainstream music. And artists at the forefront of their art are seldom appreciated until the rest of the world catches up.
The reissued album from Bette Davis is called Nasty Gal. Our reviewer, Meredith Oakes, is a talk show host and DJ with Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.